Furman misinterpreted my silence. He turned to face me and held up his hands, palms out.
Now, if you're not comfortable, let me tell you we have enough water and food and bedrolls and so on that we can camp anywhere we like. But I was thinking...
It's reasonable, I said. If they'll accept women.
The monks have their own cloister, separate from the camp. But girls stay at the camp all the time. They have women on the staff.
It had been a long day. The sun was going down. I was tired. I shrugged.
If nothing else, I said, it might make for a good story or two for us to tell when we get to St. Tredegar.
Leo and Archibald had been hovering. They pounced on me as soon as Furman Beller started to walk away. They both had the somewhat tense and frayed look of people who had just spent several hours cooped up with Barb.
Fra Erasmus, Archibald began, let's be realistic. Look at this landscape. There's no way anyone could live here on his own. How would one obtain food, water, medical care?
Trees are growing on one place on that mountain, I said. That probably means that there is fresh water. People like Furman send their kids here for summer camp. How bad can it be?
It's an oasis,
Leo said, having fun whipping out this exotic word. Yeah, and if the nearer butte has an oasis large enough for a monastery and a summer camp, why couldn't the farther one have a place where pharaohs like Bly, Estimard, and Orlo could live in the shade and drink spring water?
That doesn't solve the problem of getting food, Archibald pointed out.
Well, it's an improvement on the picture that I've been carrying around in my head, I said. I didn't have to explain this to the others because they'd had it in their heads, too. Desperate men living on the top of a mountain, eating lichens. There must be a way, I continued. The Bayesian monks do it.
They are a larger community, and they are supported by alms, Archibald said.
Orlo told me that Estimard had been sending him letters from Bly's Butte for years.
And Saint Bly managed to live there for a while.
Only because slines worshipped him,
Leo pointed out.
Well, maybe we'll find a bunch of slines bowing down to Orlo then. I don't know how it works. Maybe there's a tourist industry.
Are you joking?
Archibald asked. Look at this wide spot in the road where we're stopped, I said.
What of it?
Why do you suppose it's here?
I haven't the faintest idea. I'm not a praxic, Archibald said. So that vehicles can pass each other more easily?
Leo guessed. I held up my arm, drawing their attention to the view. It's here because of that.
What? Because it's beautiful?
Yeah. And then I turned away from Archibald and looked at Leo, who started to walk away. I fell in alongside him. Archibald stayed behind to examine the view as if he could discover some flaw in my logic by staring at it long enough.
Did you get a chance to look at the icosahedron?
Leo asked me.
Yeah, and I saw the proof, the geometry.
You think these people are like us, that they will be sympathetic to our point of view as followers of our mother Hylaea,
he said, trying these phrases on me for size. I was already defensive, sensing a flank maneuver. Well, I think that they are clearly trying to get at something by making the Adrakonic theorem into their emblem.
The ship is heavily armed,
he said. Obviously. He was already shaking his head.
I'm not talking about the propulsion charges. They'd be almost useless as weapons. I'm talking about other things on that ship, things that become obvious when you look for them.
I didn't see anything that looked remotely like a weapon.
You can hide a lot of equipment on a mile-long shock absorber,
he pointed out.
And who knows what's concealed under all that gravel?
Can you give me an example?
The faces have regularly spaced features on them. I think that they are antennas.
So, obviously, they're going to have antennas.
They are phased arrays,
he said.
Military stuff. Just what you'd want to aim an X-ray laser or a high-velocity impactor. I'll need to consult books to know more. Also, I don't like the planets lined up on the nose.
What do you mean?
There's a row of four disks painted on a forward shock. I think that they are depictions of planets, like on a military aircraft of the Praxic Age.
It took me a few moments to sort out the reference.
Wait a minute. You think that they are kills?
Leo shrugged.
Well, now hold on a second, I said.
Couldn't it be that it's something more benign? Maybe those are the home planets of the cousins.
I just think that everyone is too eager to look for happy, comforting interpretations.
And your role as a warden defendant in the making is to be way more vigilant than that, I said. And you're doing a great job.
Thanks.